side against the other, but you're always, you see, you haven't got very many on this side. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do dads and lads versus mums and girls. How about that? Male versus female, so that nobody feels left out, you know, if you're not a mum or not a boy or something. Well, you can work out what you are, I'm sure. So let's see, girls and ladies, would you like to be red or yellow? Okay, that was very quick. Okay, you agreed on that. Okay, you can be red. Now, this quiz up here has a little story behind it, because it says, can we have our ball back? And it really is back to my childhood, you know, when I lived in a house with two low fences. Well, either that, or some of you are nodding, you know. And I always had to go around the neighbours, please, can I have my ball back? And if you talk to my wife, she'll say, it's just the same when I play tennis now. Well, I don't really play tennis, but when I do, then the balls are still going over those high nettings. They're never high enough. Have you noticed that? I can get the ball over anyway. So what you have to do is, you have to answer a question first of all, then choose a number. So that'll be girls and ladies on the red time, men and boys, you're on the yellow side. You choose one of those numbers, and I'll go and click on it, and we'll see if there's a ball underneath it. If it is, you go boing, and if it isn't, you go like Homer Simpson. All right, so let's have some questions. They're all over here, so I have to quickly nip over here. Okay, anyone who puts their hand up first can tell me three fruits. Any three fruits? We have to put your hand up. Yes, saw your hand first.
Pineapple.
Three of them. You need pineapple,
melon.
And mango. Well, very exotic fruits you got there. Fantastic. Brilliant.
You didn't say mango.
Did you? Okay, right. I've got my little mouse pointer there. What number would you like? Number six. Okay, so what we have to do is find number six there and click on it. And it's a ball, so... Boing! Boing. Okay, you got that right. Okay. Right, men and boys. Two vegetables that grow in the ground. In the ground. Anybody know that? Men and boys. Who knows that? Who knows that? Yes, you know that over here. Of course you do, yes. Potatoes is one. Can you think of another one? Carrots. Fantastic. You've got to think of a number now. Yeah, yeah, you can give them a little ripple. Potatoes and carrots. Yes. Okay, yellow number. What would you like? Eight. Let's have a look and see. Where's my little pointer? There it is. Okay. Dope. It's a Homer Simpson moment. Right, okay. Two vegetables, ladies and girls. Two vegetables that grow above the ground. You can't have below the... Oh, go on, then your hand was so... Beetroot. We're not sure. Something grows above the ground, but not the actual bit you eat. Can you think of another one?
Runner beans.
Oh, runner beans is a good one.
And tomatoes.
Tomatoes. We give her tomatoes?
Yes.
Some people say it's a vegetable, some people say it's fruit. We're being generous this morning. What number would you like?
Eight.
Oh, you want number eight as well, okay. I'm not a botanist, so I can be generous about that. And it's another ball! Boing! Goodness sake, there's two already! Okay, come on, men and boys. Now, I've got to look and see what the question is. Right, okay. What do farmers harvest that we use to make bread? What do farmers harvest that in the end becomes bread? Any men or boys know that? Anybody? You had the last one. Anybody else want to have a go? No? Go on, then.
Wheat.
I hope you might know. Okay, yes, but you're beaten behind you. So, what number do you like, sir?
Number two.
Number two. Okay, let's have a look and see. Number two, up there. Oh, no, that side. Oh, nearly go. Oh, dear. Welcome. Oh, it's a ball. Well done, boing. 2-1. Right, another question about harvest. Okay, let's see. The first two people on Earth, according to the Bible, could eat lots of harvest things. What were their names in the Bible? Ladies and girls, are you shouting now, or are you putting your hand up? Quick, put your hand up and then I'll ask you. I did hear the answer, so I wasn't telling you off, honest.
Oh.
Can't anybody else do that? Do you want to choose a number? Six. Oh, we can't have six, it's already done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 or 9? 7, all right, okay, let's have a look and see. Where's it gone? Oh, there it is, 7. Oh, I don't think that's going to work. What's gone wrong with it? Oh, yes, it is, there we are. Oh, it's another ball! Boing! Goodness sake, come on, men and boys. Let's get a move on here, let's just see. Okay, God in that garden, I'm still talking about that garden with all those lovely harvest things right back in the beginning of the Bible. Men and boys, God said they were not allowed to eat the fruit from the tree in the middle that makes you know good and evil things. Who persuaded them to start eating it? Any boys know? Any men know? Who persuaded them? Who do you think? Who persuaded? Oh, you do know. The snake, that's exactly what I've got written down there. Quite right, the snake. Yes, give him a little clap for that, I think. And choose yourself a number.
One.
Number one on the yellow team is, isn't it? That's right, sure I get the right. It's a little ball! Boing! Oh, they're catching up, girls and ladies. It's 3-2. I think we'll have one more question each. So, ladies and girls, your question is... Jesus told a story about a man who sowed some seed... Not all the seed grew up well enough to be harvested. What happened to some of the seed that didn't grow? It's a bit of a harder question for you, ladies and girls. Not all the seed. There was three types of seed that didn't grow. Can you tell me any one of them? What happened to the seed that didn't grow? Anybody remember? Oh, thank you very much. Yes?
The birds ate it.
That's quite right. And then there was something about rocks, was it? Rocky ground or stony ground. There was something about... Weeds and thistles and things. Oh, you're going to say that, were you? Anyway, you got to choose. Yes, on the red team.
One.
Number one, right, okay, let's have a look and see. Now then. Boing! Oh, 4-2. See if you can get a constellation one, men and boys. If you can answer this one. It's a hard one. Oh, dear. Okay, when God's people were in the desert, no food would grow, there was nothing to harvest, but he still gave them something to eat. What did they call it? Sort of, but it had a special name. They could sort of make it into a sort of like biscuity bready stuff. But anybody apart from, go on then, you had a go, but manna. They didn't make the manna into sort of bready biscuit, but it was right, yes. So you were close, but choose a number then. Number seven. Let's have a look and see if you can find one last one. Oh, boing! But I do declare at 4-3, it must be the ladies and girls. Give them a round of applause. So, if I just click on that, then it might move. Oh, it has moved on. Fantastic. Great. Okay. Oh, we've got a song, actually, and it's the Piece of Fruit song. So, press the button. It's over to you again now. I hope it's working. And some of you might remember this. I think I've done it here before. So, you have to start off being a banana. If you want to, you could be an orange. Like a piece of fruit stuck in jelly, I'm surrounded by your love. Like a waterfall cascading down, it soaks me from above. Like a washing machine. With loving power, you clean me inside out, so go into that like that. And when I think about your love, I just want to shout. And just press the button so we can practice the next bit. And it goes, nothing goes high, nothing goes deep, nothing can compare. I like that bit with the compare, see? With the love of God that's found in Jesus. Remember, that's the sign for Jesus. Some of you might know that already. Flowing everywhere. Okay, you've got to remember that because I've got to do the guitar. So, we'll let you sit there. What do you think? You should stand up. I think you should stand up, otherwise you can't be a piece of fruit and cascading down and all that stuff. So here we go, are you ready? Like a piece of fruit stuck in jelly, I'm surrounded by your love. Like a waterfall cascading down, soaks me from above. Like a washing machine with loving power, you clean me inside out. And when I think about your love, I just want to shout. That nothing goes high and nothing goes deep and nothing can compare with the love of God that's found in Jesus flowing everywhere. Nothing goes high and nothing goes deep and nothing can compare with the love of God that's found in Jesus flowing everywhere. Second verse, here we go. Like the rising of the morning sun each day, I know your love. Like a bee that grows around in mud, I love to feel your touch. And as your child, I worship you, my servant-hearted King. And when I think about your love, I just want to shout that nothing goes higher, nothing goes deeper, nothing can compare. The love of God that's found in Jesus flowing everywhere.
Nothing goes higher,
and nothing goes higher, nothing goes deeper, nothing can compare with the love of God that's found in Jesus flowing everywhere.
Thank you very much. You may sit down. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, now, in our story, a little bit later, we have a sheep. That gives you a clue, doesn't it? Well, something to do with sheep anyway. So I thought I would show you a video that you might possibly know this story about a sheep. And it's a good... Well, I like it anyway. I hope you like it.
And I hope it's going to work all right. Recognise that story? I think some of you might have recognised that story. Did you notice anything about it?
No words.
Anybody could watch it anywhere around the world, and that's because it comes from the Max 7 website, and a lot of the things there are designed to be used anywhere around the world. So if you're looking out for videos then to help children understand the Bible a bit more, look on Max 7. That's all you have to do. Type Max 7 into Google. And I love that one. And it's a story told by Jesus about a sheep, but it also has a great lesson for us because it shows how God looks out for us when we're feeling a bit lost and not sure where we're going in our lives. Well, God is looking out for us like that shepherd. And when he finds us, there's great rejoicing in heaven. Just like there was great rejoicing in the village right at the end of that song. Well, let me read you a bit from the Bible, which will give you a bit more of a clue about the actual story we're having, which is not that one. I'm going to read the first few verses of Genesis chapter 4. And I think this is the first harvest festival ever. That's why we're looking at it this morning. And it says here, Adam and Eve were together and they... And she became pregnant. She bore a son and said, "By the Lord's help, I have acquired a son." So she named him Cain. Later, she gave birth to another son, Abel. Abel became a shepherd, but Cain was a farmer. After some time, Cain brought some of his harvest and gave it as an offering to the Lord. Then Abel brought the first lamb born to one of his sheep, killed it, and gave the best parts of it as an offering. The Lord was pleased with Abel and his offering, but he rejected Cain and his offering. Cain became furious, and he scowled in anger. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why that scowl on your face? If you'd done the right thing, you would be smiling. But because you have done evil, sin is crouching at your door. It wants to rule you, but you must overcome it." Do I dare to read the next verse? It's not a very nice verse. Then Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let us go out into the fields." And when they were out in the fields, Cain turned on his brother and killed him. The Lord asked Cain, "Where's your brother?" And he answered, "I do not know. Am I supposed to take care of my brother?" And the answer, of course, is yes. Of course you should take care of your brother. Well, we won't read any more of that, but that gives you a little bit of background to what the painting behind me is all about. And now we've got a song. And so if you press the button again, you'll see that this is a song. Oh, no, you can't press the button yet because the video was still working, so I have to click on there. So you can press the button. Try again. Is it working now? Ah, yes. This is a song that you probably know, but we have to make it up. I'll tell you what, let's sing it, just the bit that's on the top of the screen there, and then you can help me make up the rest of it. So while you're singing it, think about what other things you might want to thank God for. Are you going to N, G? F? Oh, okay, right. And if you like. So, would you? F and B flat, that'd be fine. That's okay. So, here we go. Thank you, Lord, for beauty. Thank you, Lord, for beauty. Thank you, Lord, for beauty. Right where we are. Okay. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, right where we are. Okay, now we need to stop. Sorry, I stopped you too early. We can do the hallelujahs as well. But what other verses could you possibly have? Some of you might look at our harvest display and think of something. And if you can think of something that you want to say thank you to God for this morning, I'll try and type it. It's got to fit the song. What have you got? Thank you for... other things apart from the food to eat one. Do you see what I mean? I've got food to eat up there. So thank you, Lord, for what do you think? Have you got one? Sorry? Clothes. Yes, I've got to fit the word clothes to wear. Ah, that's a good one. Okay, thank you, Lord, for clothes to wear. Right, let's try and see if I can type that in here. Come on. Oh, there we are. Okay, that's one verse. Right, now then. Let's see if we can have another couple of verses, shall we? What other verses? Can you think of another one? What did you say thank you for? For presents. Thank you, Lord, for presents we give or presents we get? That's a hard one to ask, isn't it? Tell you what, those are give. Thank you, Lord, for all our gifts. Would you be okay with all our gifts? Or do you prefer presents? Presents. I think a present. We'll put presents in, it's all right. Thank you, Lord. You said presents, didn't you? Thank you, Lord. For presents. I'll tell you what, because today we've given all of these, would you mind if we say presents we give? Because we're not getting these, are we? We're giving these. Thank you, Lord, for presents to give. Oops. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right. Okay. Another one. Do you think we could have another one? Anything else? Yes, you got one. Families to love. That's a good one. Thank you, Lord, for families to love. Oh, that's very nice. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for families to love. Right. I think that'll be good. Is that all right?
That's fine. Going to do the hallelujahs or just go through the...
Yes, otherwise it might get a bit... Well, should we do the hallelujah right at the end?
At the end.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you asked me that, because otherwise we might be here for a long time. Right. Okay. All right. So, should we let them sit down?
No.
Go on.
Clothes to wear or food to eat?
Sorry?
Clothes to wear, food to eat.
Oh, start at the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, sing it properly. Yes, all the way through. Are you ready? Here we go. F, right. Here we go. Yes, do stand up then. Here we go. Thank you, Lord, for food to eat. Thank you, Lord, for food to eat. Thank you, Lord, for food to eat. Right where we are. Thank you, Lord, for clothes to wear. Thank you, Lord, for sit down. Wonderful. Thank you for helping me with that. It would have been a bit of a boring song if we only had one verse. So press the button again, please, for me. Oh, no, you can't, because I was typing into it, wasn't it? I'll have to go and tell it that you want to look after it now. Where do I have to type? Click on the purple. I think that's what I have to do. Now it should be yours. Okay, and again, because I thought you might like to see a few pictures of Lager Camps, and these crafts down here are all from Lager Camps as well. So, for example, if you like puzzles, you could try afterwards and have a go and see if you can get this puzzle apart. That was the first simplest puzzle. You could try with this puzzle, where you have to get one of those beads to go on the other side there, without untying it, of course. And this is the hardest puzzle of all, but my favourite, where you have to get that ring off there. It won't come off the top or the bottom, but can you get it to come off there? Well, if you can't, the lager campers know how to do it. And then they also made things like this immensely valuable thing, a rubber glove holder, every man's dream. You know, men, it's terrible when you have to put the rubber gloves on to do the washing up, you know, and they're wet inside. Isn't that horrible? I'm sure ladies never have that problem in around here. And this is a single-handed rubber glove. Oh, no, it's not. It's for kitchen rolls, right? And then the very best one we did this year, well, I thought it was the best, was we turned the fuselage of this on a lathe, and then we cut the wings out on a bus saw, and we had an aeroplane. Woo! Well, sort of. that's a teapot stand and a picture frame, of course. So let's press the button and have a look at a few things that have been going on at Lager. That was me welcoming. Oh, you might recognise her. Somebody has to put the tents up, you see. So fortunately, one or two people offered to do that. We had our Lager Advance camp. Press the button again. Oh, there they are putting the trampoline up, and you might spot her in there as well. And so we have a smaller camp to start off with, and some teenagers come and help us put all the tents up and the trampoline and all the adventure area stuff. Keep pressing the button. And this is the sort of craft we do. So there they are working with little electric saws that cut wood but not fingers. Oh, we didn't have any cut fingers this year, you'll be pleased to know. And then sometimes they cook their own lunch over a campfire. Keep pressing the button. And then we do lots of running around games on the field. This one here, they had to get water from one end of the field to the other. And, of course, if you're tagged, you have to empty the container of water. Now, I know no campers would ever do this, but you can choose where you empty the container of water, you see. Of course, most campers, as you would know, would just tip it out on the ground. They wouldn't ever throw it at their beloved leaders, would they? Press the button. Oh, dear. I think somebody did. A few wet campers around here. Oh, face painting is always popular at Lager. And club time, that's where we do the songs and Bible stories. This year we had Touching Heaven, Changing Earth as our theme. We looked at all different times in the Bible where God touched down from heaven to us at earth. And this was one of the tables. I took a picture of this, or somebody did. I'm actually on it, but because when you start camp, everybody thinks the tables are really squashed with about 8 or 9 people on them, but that's 15 round the same table, so just to prove that these tables aren't at all squashed. And that was the camp concert, where I can't really begin to describe what was going on, but it was very messy and a lot of fun. Each day finishes a campfire, the time to sing some silly songs, have some cocoa, and just reflect back on the day. And some campers even stay out overnight in the hammocks. Or at the fort, or by the campfire. And oh, there's the fort. That's right, some of them sleep there. And it's fantastic to be able to do that. Now, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen next on that one. What, press the button again? Oh, yes, I know what's going to happen this. Before we do that, you can leave it there for now. I just wanted to say that at the back there, I've got a few Scripture Union bits and pieces, like this Connecting You booklet. You can have a copy of this, and some of the other leaflets there you can have a copy of. There are also some books which do need to be bought. I just wanted to point out to you that we've got a series of prayer books. They're not prayer books like you might have used in a church somewhere. They're prayer books for you to sort of get some ideas for how to pray. This one is meant for 7 to 11-year-olds. There's another one for 5 to 7-year-olds. There's another one for under 5-year-olds. There's even another one for 11 to 14s at the back there. Lots of ideas here and puzzles and things all to do with prayer. And it can become, like this one says, a massive prayer adventure, the ultimate prayer scrapbook. So if you think that would help you with your prayers, do have a look at that. And then a thing that Scripture Union are challenging all churches about, I might have told you about this before and it came last time, is the E100 challenge to read the Bible through. There are copies at the back there, Tim's waving at the back there. So that's the adult version of it, and there's 100 Bible readings to get you through the whole Bible. I don't mean every single page or every single word, but it gets you through the whole message of the Bible. And we've done one for children. And it's absolutely fab. And you could do it with your family if you wanted to. And it's here. And each of the main 20 sections, that's 10 for the old and 10 for the new, has a full-colour picture like this, where you can work out where all the stories fit in. And then one of the stories is told in full for you, and then the other 4 stories for that section are told in brief. But quite a lot of families I know are getting this and working through it together, and each of the main sections has got one of these fab paintings or pictures like this. So do have a look at that if you'd be interested in trying to work through the whole Bible, perhaps in your family or with your children. That's £10, but it's a big Bible challenge, and I think it would be really great. One more thing I was going to show you from Lager, and you might want one of these, and you don't have to pay for one of these, but you might have to make it yourself. And it's this. Somebody made me one a bit like this. because I lecture the children's ministry course at Redcliffe College in Gloucester, and I asked the students to think about how they could explain how to become a Christian to a child, and they made one, and I've made it on the computer to try and make it. And we used it at camp, so I thought I'd show it to you, and it's about how God made the world and loves us all. He made all the different animals and Adam and Eve, but unfortunately things started to go wrong in our world, and people started off by eating a bit of the fruit, and then they started hitting people and hurting people and saying horrible things, and it was all going wrong. And God didn't like that because he loved his world so much, so he had to come up with an answer, and the answer he came up with was this shape. And if you want to be God's friend, and if you want to thank him for sending his son to die on that shape, this is what you need to do. You need to think seriously about the things that you've done, and to talk to God about them, to say sorry about the things you've done wrong and the way you've hurt people, and thank him for dying on the cross and for loving you. And then this sign is being friends. Ask him to be friends. And so it goes on. And it goes round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And if you think that might help you to think about becoming a friend of Jesus, think about becoming a Christian if you're not quite sure. Well, all ages may have one, and I've got a few that can be made up. I might have one or two already made up, but I've got others that we can make up after the service. If you don't mind making your own up, then come and find me down at the front here, and we can do those at the end, not now, sorry. Well, that'd be all right. You don't mind? I think there might be a customer already. So now, let's move on. These pictures on the screen now are to do with our prayers. Because it's harvest, I thought if I put some different coloured pictures on the screen, so you don't have to do it with your eyes open, if you can cope with that. You don't have to, you could just close your eyes and think about the things on the display. But what I was going to do is put these pictures up, and I'll do this each time we change, so that we can look at the next picture, and I don't have to keep saying next picture, all right? And then you might like to quietly, don't say anything out loud, but just think, "Oh, I love strawberries. Thank you, God, for strawberries." Don't have to say it out loud, just think it in your mind, all right? And we'll go through the different colours. So let us pray. So let's be quiet for a moment and think about others that might need our prayers. Some of them have been mentioned in our notices. And I've got some things to do with your hands. If you want to put your thumb up and look at your thumb, and those are the sort of good things and the things that we can help people about. So if there's people that we can say thank you to God because they've helped us, then let's think about that for a moment. So we look at our thumb. And then point your finger around a bit. And those might be the people that you could speak to and say, "I'm going to go and talk to that person. Or that person there needs me to say something to. And perhaps I ought to tell that person about Jesus." And your second finger, that's the tallest finger. So that finger will be for the people who lead. Perhaps the people who lead this church. Perhaps the people who lead in school or lead in our workplace or even in our council. And then the finger that finds it hardest to stand up, the ring finger, reminds us to pray for people who are feeling a bit weak or a bit sick or a bit sad at this time. As we put that up, let's think of people who are unwell or who are sad at this time. And then put your little finger up. Little finger reminds us of ourselves. So if there's a particular prayer you want to think of for yourself that you need God's help with, think of that now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear all our prayers, whether we say them out loud or whether we think them in our mind. We thank you so much for all these good things that you give us, that we've been thinking about, and the colours, and for all the people that we're concerned for. We pray that you would help us to do our part in answering these prayers to you. And please fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to do our best for you, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now a great harvest hymn. We plough the fields and scatter. Here it is. And the chorus, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord, for all his love. And yes, no doubt about it, you definitely have to stand for this one. Now it's time for this. He'd always gone to Harvest Festival. I don't know if you've always come to Harvest Festival. I think this person had always gone to Harvest Festival all through his childhood. So as he grew up, and when he became an adult and became a farmer, he thought, well, oh dear, it's Harvest Festival. Oh dear, I nearly forgot. Oh, well, wait a minute, what have I better do? I better think of something. His name was don't look at the black bits, look at the green bits, and you'll see that his name was Cain. Quite right. You might have remembered it from the reading, or you might know it anyway. His name was Cain. He was a farmer, and the Bible says, it came to Harvest Festival. He thought it was Harvest Festival time. Oh, right, I better go and sort something out for Harvest Festival. What could I bring? He didn't really work out quite such many wonderful gifts as you did, but he thought, well, I know, I'll just bring some of this, that'll be all right, and God would be happy with that. And so he just brought a bit of that, and he brought that, and he gave it to God, and, oh dear, the Bible says, God rejected Cain and his offering. Oh, that's a bit worrying, because we brought offerings today, and we brought ourselves to worship. could God possibly reject us? Oh dear, we'll have a look at that in a minute. But first of all, we'll look at his brother, because there was his brother, and the Bible talks about his brother, whose name was... His brother's name was
Abel.
Some of you knew that already, I know. His brother's name was Abel, and his brother was the sort who had to live out on the hillsides all the time, and it was hard work. Not that farming's not hard work, I wouldn't like to say that. Farming's hard work as well. Cain had to work hard. But Abel was a lot on his own a lot, and I don't know if that made him think more about God or anything. And in the Bible it talks about Abel being a shepherd and looking after these. Lots and lots of those he looked after. And he was out in all weathers, of course, looking after the sheep and making sure they didn't get lost like that one we had in our story. And if they did get lost, he'd have to go and find them and bring them back. And it was a full-time job, and he was really busy out in the rain, out in the cold, all the time. And his sheep, of course, were very precious to him. But in the Bible, it says let me read it to you again. Then Abel brought the first lamb born to one of his sheep, killed it, and gave the best parts of it as an offering. And the Lord was pleased with Cain. With Abel, so the Lord was pleased with Abel and his offering, but he rejected Cain. And I wanted to talk about this and to think about it for a minute, because after all, both of these offerings, if you look in the Bible a bit later, both of them were acceptable offerings. You can find offerings which involve a lamb. You can find offerings which involve grain. And you look carefully into Leviticus and Deuteronomy, those rather hard, tricky bits in the Bible, a little bit after the story of Cain and Abel. They were both okay to bring as offerings, as thank offerings. That was fine. So why would God reject one and accept the other? Is it possible that even though we've come to church, even though we've come to Harvest Festival, even though perhaps we always come, that's all right, you know? Perhaps Cain and Abel always came. But somehow God accepted one and rejected the other. And it rather worried me, you know, because is it possible that God isn't actually pleased with something we do when we think we're worshipping him, we think we're coming to say thank you to him? And so I had to read it again. And for me, at least, what I have to do is to read the Bible again and again, sometimes look into some of the other books. And I know different people have different ideas about this. And maybe some people thought, well, maybe it was the wrong offering or the right offering. One gave the right and one gave the wrong. But like I say, they're both there in the Bible as offerings. So you would have thought that they would be okay. But then as I read it, perhaps it was this. This is what I think anyway. And you can disagree with me afterwards as you want. But when you read the Bible, it says, after some time, Cain brought some of his harvest and gave it as an offering to the Lord. Now compare that with Abel. Then Abel brought the first lamb born to one of his sheep, killed it and gave the best parts of it. Can you hear any difference between the way they came to thank God? You see, the thing that struck me most of all about Abel and the way that he came, and his offering was accepted, so we ought to concentrate on his. You see, the thing about him was, if I just interpret this Hebrew here, it says he gave the best. You see, and he didn't just give some lamb or some part of a lamb, which was for his dinner or something, gave a bit of that. And he didn't just sort of sometime later, you know, it sounds to me as if, you know, Cain had got all this harvest and he suddenly remembered, hang on a minute, I must go to, and he just said, oh, what can I give to God? Oh, that'll do. And he grabbed some harvest, some of his grain, and he gave something to God. But then when you look at Abel, he's got his flocks there, and the very first lamb that represented the future of his flock, he gave that to God. He might have said, no, this is far too precious. This is the first lamb that's been born. I've got to look after that. I've got to nurture that. That's the future of my flock without lambs being born. How could I? But he didn't. He gave the first lamb. I don't like to tell you, especially the children, what he did with the lamb, but it says he gave the best bits. We won't focus on anything else on that, in case we get upset. But you know, and then I thought, well, perhaps that's the key to this story. Perhaps it's how we come to worship. Perhaps it's whether we think, oh, hang on a minute, it's nearly 10:30, I must go, and we haven't really, you know, we're just sort of come in any old how. We haven't really thought about whether we're going to really want to worship God, and we're here. Well, we're here, isn't that enough for God? I've come. It's possible, and perhaps we all do that sometimes. And I know God is a very kind God and a very generous God, but he does want us to give the best. He does want us to truly worship him in all things. And I think the secret actually is in my last little bit that I haven't finished, that comes from a completely different story in the Bible, but it also talking about God choosing between different people. There was a whole load of people God could have chosen, and the one he chose was because of this reason. This time, don't look at the red, look at the white. And you see, when God chose David, who was also a shepherd, interestingly enough, later, God says to Samuel, don't look at how tall they are, don't look at how handsome, how strong they are. God looks at the heart. And I wonder if it's okay to take that verse and put it back into the story of Cain and Abel and to say that God looked at Cain and Abel's hearts. And that this morning, God looks at our hearts and he says, well, I can see people who love me truly. I can see people who want to do the best for me. I can see people who want to give me the best of everything in their lives, their time and their money and their possessions and their families, and want to give themselves even to God. And I think that's at the heart of this story, that Cain just brought something. And it really, his heart wasn't in it. But Abel gave the best. And that was because his heart was in it. And as God looked at his heart, and I wonder just this morning if we can think about our own hearts. And we have a song to finish that talks about all that I am. I lay before you, all I possess, Lord, I confess, is nothing without you. Take my life, my living sacrifice to you. I wonder if we could just bow our heads for a moment and think. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us to think about this story at our harvest festival. As we come to bring our gifts to you, as we come to say thank you by these gifts, which we pray will be really well used by Mike Curtis in Gloucester City Mission. As we give those, we also want to give you our hearts and our lives. Help us to give you the best, not just some old thing, not just some old part of it. But we thank you that as you look into our hearts, you see what we're truly like. And we pray you would speak into our hearts and our minds and help us to be like Abel, to give you the best of our lives. Please help us to think about this and teach us by your Holy Spirit to draw closer to you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's stand and sing our last song, which I get the hint might be a new one to some of you. But it is a lovely song written by a friend of mine. I really like it. And the words on the screen here, all that I am, I lay before you. All I possess, Lord, I confess, is nothing without you. If you don't know it already, I'm sure you'll soon pick it up. This is actually the chorus that we sing to start off with. And then there's a couple of verses which we sing the chorus in between. You do sing it already. You do know.
Sing it, mate. Sing it.
Sorry? You sing it. Okay. I'm sure you'll be fine. Let's stand and sing anyway. So.
All I am, I lay before you.
Standing and say these words, which come from the Message version of the Bible. It's the grace that many of us know, but in a different version, perhaps it will help us to think about what we're saying. So say together with me, the amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. God bless you. Please do sit down. Thank you for being with us. Do have a chat with me afterwards if it would help. Thank you very much for sharing in our Harvest Festival this morning.